What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
So my parents made me get a summer job from the time I was 15 and up. I was working 40, 50 hours a week, and I learned a ton about sales and marketing and business in general, managing people, but I also learned how much I hated it. And I had really two internships. One of them was an unofficial internship, but I had a connection to the CEO through my mom. And it was at the Aaron's Corporation, which is kind of like a rent-a-center. So although it was an internship, I was really just on the sales floor doing tasks. And every once in a while, the CEO would meet with me and teach me a little bit of a lesson and stuff like that. And then more of my time was as an intern at the Firestone Corporation, which was a real internship program. And again, I got to work under a lot of different managers and learn from them as well. So that's what I was doing going into college. I had, they transferred me from the Massachusetts office to the Connecticut office, which was close to my school. And that's what I was doing. And so I had all this money saved up. I say all this money, but it was really a few thousand dollars at the time from working these summer jobs. And I noticed the school bookstore was ripping me off. I was paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for textbooks. I was selling it back to them at pennies for a dollar. And I said, you know what? I can make more money selling it myself to different distributors. And why not help out all my friends? I'll be able to make out a little bit of money out of it. So I said, hey, sell me your books. I'll offer you more than the bookstore. Yes, I'm going to make a markup, but it's going to be a reasonable profit that I get for doing the work of packaging and shipping the products. And people loved it. And I created a little referral program where people could tell their friends and make money. And people started telling the whole school. Now, before I knew it, I have lines out the door of people trying to sell me their books, to the point where I get a cease and desist letter from my college telling me to knock it off because I was stealing too much of the bookstore's business. So there I am as a little bit in shock. My parents are both teachers. I didn't want to get kicked out of college. That would have sucked. That would not have gone over very well with them. So I pivot, and I had sold some of these books on Amazon. Like I said, this was 2008. No one knew what Amazon was. Amazon was becoming just a little bit more than a bookstore. And so I started experimenting with stuff that I was really familiar with, sporting equipment, video games, computers. And I just kept trying and trying and failing and failing. All I could get to sell were these books until I finally came across a deal on baby products. I listed baby products, they sold. I listed more, they sold. I braced myself for returns and refunds and complaints, and those never came in, and I really scaled it up from there.
That's awesome, man. So sounds to me like you're just good at finding markets and then taking advantage of them.
It's funny. So I've never really like followed gurus. I've never really taken a major course or anything like that. I try to stay as far away from the mainstream as possible. I mean, I got in Amazon before the gurus, out of Amazon once all the gurus and the course and all that came. I got into building FreeUp, like as outsourcing. I feel outsourcing was around before FreeUp, but it was just blowing up. And I feel like that now it's much more well known. And I still think FreeUp is in a great position to succeed and flourish. But now I feel like I can even continue to build on that and join the education space and helping people with outsourcing, where I don't think there's that much either competition or people doing it at the level that I want to do it. So who knows? I could be wrong. Like any other business, we have to read the market, like you said, and we might launch Outsource School and people might love the courses and they might hate the courses. And depending on what people think, we'll decide what the next steps are if we move on to other things. But we're really excited about it. And we think it is something that people have been asking me for years to launch a course on using VAs. And I just haven't had the time because I've been focused on building the marketplace.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.